Where do you think things are heading from a research perspective? And one issue, and this is coming up in colon cancer too, is the question of Bev plus cetuximab.
Yeah, I was going to address that as well. So there's a SWOG proposal on the table trying to look at the two monoclonal antibodies in combination. That study has undergone several reviews within the NCI. It may be approved. It will take a while for that study to be activated and certainly to complete enrollment. But there is a certain concern based on the data that is available for colorectal cancer. I believe there are two trials.
Yep, Cairo was just presented.
Exactly,
again,
Cairo was just presented showing a potential detriment.
Right, so we've seen
the two
with
antibodies. Exactly.
So we've seen this with panitumumab as well as cetuximab.
Exactly.
Not very exciting results.
Yes. So I don't know how that will influence the SWOG proposal or what the NCI is going to do, but that's an issue because that would be the next logical step moving forward in non-small cell lung cancer. I also think that another important research question regarding cetuximab is molecular predictors. So we talked a little bit about just EGFR protein expression, and then we talked a little bit about KRAS as a negative predictor. What we haven't discussed is FISH. So if you look at the phase 2 study from SWOG, I believe it was 0342, that looked at chemo with bevacizumab in two different sequences, concomitant or sequential. That study incorporated an analysis by FISH, and even though both arms had, I would say, expected results as far as progression-free survival and median survival times, when they broke down the data by FISH positive and FISH negative, it was quite remarkable what they saw. Progression-free survival doubled in FISH positive patients compared to FISH negative. It was 3 versus 6 months. And I think the median survival also doubled, 7 to nearly 15 months, FISH negative versus FISH positive. So this may very well be an important niche for cetuximab moving forward, and perhaps more so than FISH in terms of EGFR TKIs. So it goes back to what we were discussing, who really benefits from this agent. So FISH is looking very promising as a potential predictor. So that is incorporated in the phase 3 SWOG proposal as well.